Okay, talking to Tony Solo in Nicaragua, and very, very much involved with the situation in Honduras, and it's having a significant effect on the region, you were saying, that it's the actual implications of this 60 days of resistance to the coup, and the neighbouring countries, Nicaragua, where you are, and El Salvador and other places, are starting to worry about the implications of the survival of the coup regime.
Well, and I think that countries in the region have been worried about the implications of the military coup in Honduras since day one, 28th of June. And their concerns have intensified as it's become clearer and clearer that the coup regime have no intention of conceding the demands of the Organization of American States and the United Nations for them to return Honduras to the constitutional situation that prevailed prior to their coup, the primary requisite of which is the reinstatement of the constitutionally elected president, Manuel Zelaya Rosales. And that seems to be the main sticking point with the coup regime. Oscar Arias, the president of Costa Rica, was charged by the United States after negotiations with the Organization of American States to negotiate a resolution to the conflict between President Zelaya and his team and the coup regime. Arias came up with a plan very, very favorable to the coup regime. They accept all the points of the Arias plan except the key point, which is the restitution of President Manuel Zelaya as the constitutional president. All the other points of the Arias plan they accept. Now, President Zelaya himself has publicly stated that he's ready to sign the Arias plan any time. Mm. When the Organization of American States delegation this week, made up of foreign ministers from six of the Organization of American State member countries, including Peter Kent of Canada, for example, who's by no means a radical, the foreign ministers of Jamaica, a couple of other countries, all pretty mainstream countries, very acceptable politically and ideologically to the leaders of the coup regime in Honduras. They negotiated with the coup regime on Monday and Tuesday, got an extremely sharp rebuff from Roberto Micheletti, the coup regime leader, and the point that the negotiations stuck on was the restitution of Manuel Zelaya as the country's constitutionally elected president. So, and because of that intransigence on the part of the coup regime, countries like, for example, Mexico or Guatemala or other countries in the region, in the Central American region, who'd been quite optimistic about a negotiated solution to the conflict in Honduras, are now extremely worried because they see that the situation could very quickly spin out of control after September the 1st. Why is September the 1st important? Because September the 1st is the beginning of the electoral period in the run-up to the elections originally scheduled under the normal constitutional arrangements prior to the coup for November the 29th. Now, the popular resistance in Honduras is saying that, and Manuel Zelaya himself is saying, that if the coup regime doesn't accept the Arias plan and reinstate President Zelaya by September the 1st, then the resistance to the coup, Manuel Zelaya and everybody associated with opposition to the coup, are saying that they're not going to recognize the elections. There are some exceptions to that, but overall, so what does that mean? That means that there's likely to be an even worse intensification of the repression of the Honduran resistance as it tries to resist the electoral process being set in train than the repression that there's been to date, which has been horrific enough.
Mm-hmm.